Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing grace.
Back to the book. Back to Malachi, where we are studying at the present time. Back to Malachi chapter 3, and back to the section about tithing, probably the best-known section in all the book of Malachi, where we read in verse 8, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings." And that's what we are looking at and have been over the last two or three broadcasts, and we'll continue today where we left off yesterday. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, January 29. Thank you for considering our financial needs if we are going to continue to be able to broadcast God's Word on this station. Tithing. We have previously seen that there was an understanding of tithing that predates Moses. Abraham tithed to Melchizedek. Jacob promised to give God a tithe, a tenth of everything that God gave to him. And those don't seem to be coming out of the blue, out of nowhere. They seem to be a response to an understood practice, not a law, not a command. We can't say that there was any command before Moses that anyone must tithe, but evidently there was an understanding that this was an appropriate way to honor God, to worship God, that this was part of the worship of God. Abraham understood it that way when he gave a tithe to the high priest Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God. And Jacob certainly understood it when he promised that if God would watch over him and provide for him and bring him back safely, that he would obediently and faithfully tithe to God as an act of gratitude and appreciation. And so the practice of tithing, the understanding of this principle, certainly predates Moses. However, as far as the Bible is concerned, the first command to tithe is found in the law of Moses. And as I was showing on the broadcast yesterday, it's not just one tithe, there are several tithes. And I showed you the first one in Numbers chapter 18, verse 21, where God, through Moses, said, "Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting." Everybody else's inheritance was an appropriate plot of ground, an appropriate piece of the land. They all had an acreage to farm and to earn an income from. The Levites received, and that was considered their inheritance. The Levites received no inheritance, but here in Numbers chapter 18, God says the tithe of the other people of Israel is Levi's inheritance. Levi doesn't get the land, except just They were given cities and houses to live in, and small gardens is what they were given, but not enough for a farm. That was what they received, but no large inheritance, no estate, no farm, no acreage. Everybody else got that. Levi didn't. They didn't get that inheritance, but their inheritance was to receive tithes from everybody else. That was the command of God. Bring your tithes to the Levites. That was the first tithe. The second tithe, and I don't know if I should call this one the second one because it didn't apply to the whole nation, but the second tithe was a tithe from the Levites that was given to the priests. Kind of an interesting concept. But here it is in Numbers 18:26. Speak thus to the Levites, and to say to them, when you take from the children of Israel the tithe which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe, and your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the winepress. See, they didn't have any grain, they didn't have farms, they didn't have any wine because they didn't have vineyards, but this is going to be the equivalent, your tithe, a tithe of your tithe. Thus, verse 28, you shall offer a heave offering to the Lord from all your tithes, which you receive from the children of Israel, and you shall give the Lord's heave offering from it to Aaron, the priest. The Levites represented the whole tribe of Levi. None of that tribe got any land for an inheritance. So God says this tribe is going to be supported by the tithes of the other 11 tribes. They're going to, and actually it turned out to be the other 12 tribes, which I won't go into now, but there was a division between Manasseh and Ephraim. So the other 12 tribes are all going to tithe, and their tithes go to Levi. If you'll think about that, that means that the income of Levi was going to be pretty substantial. If you've got 12 tribes that are tithing to one tribe, if 10 tribes were tithing to one tribe, then the average amount of the tithe that Levi received would have averaged the income of all the other people. But if there are 12 tribes that are tithing to Levi, that means that the tithe that they receive is going to represent more than the average income of the rest of the people. They were going to be well supported financially. That was part of the privilege of being of the tribe of Levi that had been selected by God to be special servants to him. But the tribe of Levi was the whole tribe, but only certain men out of the tribe of Levi were to be the priests. Aaron was the first one, the high priest, and it was only his descendants who qualified to be priests, and they are going to be supported by the tithes of the Levites. And again, I don't have any way of calculating that, but it would seem to me that a tithe from the whole tribe of Levi given only to the priests, which are a much smaller, much more limited part of that tribe, is also going to be a very generous and substantial financial support for the priests. But that was a second tithe that only applied within the tribe of Levi. It wasn't a general command for the whole nation, but it was another form of tithing. Or you could just say, well, it was a different way of tithing. Everybody else tithed from their income off their farms. Levites had no farms, and so they were given the tithes of the other people, but everybody is responsible to tithe. So the Levites get an income, and they tithe their income by giving a tenth of their income to the priests. And we're not told how the priests tithed or where they tithed, but I suspect that the priest's tithe went for the maintenance expenses of the temple, the operational and maintenance expenses of the temple, particularly the operational expenses. There were certain expenditures in the temple, the tabernacle, and then the temple that would have to be taken care of. And there were other offerings. This wouldn't be the whole support for that. There were other ways of providing for those things, but surely, we see this principle being established, and surely the priests weren't exempt from tithing. They had to tithe their income just like everybody else. And where did their tithe go? I suspect that it went for the general operational cost of the tabernacle. So that we could lump those two together and call that the first tithe. But there was a second tithe from all Israel, and we find that mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 14. And here it is in verses 22 and 23. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain and the field produce that the field produces year by year, and you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide, the tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil, of the firstborn of your herds and your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. Now wait a minute. We're told back in Numbers that their tithe was to be given to the Levites. Now we're told that their tithe is to be used for festival meals. They were to tithe it, but it was for them to enjoy it, to eat it in their feast days. You know, God had prescribed a number of religious festivals, a number of religious feasts, they're called, and they all involved eating. And there were most of, at least the three major ones, all lasted a week or more. Well, where were they to get all the food for these festival feasts? Who was to provide it? They were to provide it by tithing their, same things they were to tithe before, their grain, their vineyards, their herds, their flocks, one-tenth of all of that that was to be devoted to an act of worship to God, but in this case, an act of worship that they participated in, for they were going to enjoy this themselves by eating it in their festival meals, but it was still a command, a requirement. They couldn't opt out. They couldn't say, thank you, but no thank you. I don't think I'll participate in the festival meal this year, so I don't need to tithe to supply the food for it. Well, number one, they couldn't opt out. That was a command. They had to participate in these festival meals or be disobedient to God. It wasn't an option. It was a command. But number two, they had a commanded way to supply the food for that, and it was another tithe. This can't be the tithe that goes to the Levites. This is the tithe that is used for festival meals. In other words, it is a second tithe from all Israel to this purpose. You say, well, in this case, they're basically tithing to themselves. Well, you can look at it that way, but it had a stipulated purpose. They had to do it in this way and use it in this way. They enjoyed it, but it was a command. It was a requirement. This is how the food that was enjoyed at these festivals was supplied. It was supplied from their second tithe. Now we're up to 20%. And as we will see on the broadcast tomorrow, there was even a third tithe, but it only came once every 3 years, so it would amount, averaged out over every 3 years, it would amount to 3 1/3%. And if you put all those together, you're talking about what the Bible, what the Old Testament calls tithes, amounted to 23.3% of their income. It wasn't a simple 10%. That is probably new information for many of you. And we'll come back to it tomorrow and take a closer look at it as we try to understand what's going on in Malachi in their failure to bring the tithes and the offerings. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.